The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM's Gil Alexander. Is Kelly Bidlin still to come? Chrissy Andrews, Twitter Beef Tuesday with Steve Fezzik. Steve not here. I will represent Steve, though. I will be fair. I'll represent Steve's side of things. Yeah.
That's all I was going to bring up earlier.
What were you going to say?
We were like, we're going to get both sides of this. I'm not really.
No. Point, counter. No, never mind. No, but Steve's welcome anytime he wants. He's been on this show many times. For people who think this is an adversarial thing, I don't intend for it to be. It's about the truth out. Let everybody speak their minds. Because I think it's a nice little sports betting case study. Because bettors get all worked up about things, and then bookmakers have their... By the way, let me just say this about Chrissy, as a bookmaker coming on the show. To 90% of the audience, there's nothing he can say for them to be on his side. Right? Nothing. Because it's a bookmaker, so he's the enemy. So just like establish that to begin with. He deserves credit for even coming on and doing it. But he finally just reached his end with certain comments.
That's interesting you think that. Because
I 100% think that.
I think if it was anybody else...
Yeah.
Yes, but like Chris has been a part of this show for...
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That part is true. But you know the type of person I'm talking about.
Yeah.
For them, there's nothing he could say, right? So, yes, I would like to think that our listeners are more, how could I put that, evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, one of these tweets is about the NIT. The NIT is in Vegas tonight. Wishnev alert, we are going to these games. So if there's not a big enough crowd, you will hear Wishnev heckling. Keep that in mind. This Wisconsin-North Texas game, the total has dropped from 115.5 to 114. Why? Because Dr. Bob played the under.
Wow.
So 114, Wisconsin and North Texas. I saw some of the Wisconsin players over at the Miracle Mile shops yesterday, and I almost wanted to ask him about the total, and then I said to myself, self, why don't you just keep going to Chipotle and not to pollute the playing field? Mark Borchardt joins us, ladies and gentlemen, from an undisclosed location in the desert to give us his favorite Major League Baseball bets of the year. We haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. Wasn't on the Megapod with us, but we're thrilled to have him here. How you doing, Mark?
Well, I'm super excited about the 2023 MLB season. I don't know if you've heard this, but... Weingarten and I are going to be on a show together starting tomorrow.
So come on.
Really, it's true. It's true. Jason's going to be the other analyst, and it's the same MLB show on BetUS.
Yes.
Every day at 9. So it's after your show. So you can listen to Gil's show, and then you can kind of come over and listen to ours. So I'm really excited about that, and have a new host, Kyle Perviance is his name, DFS Bachelor, at DFS Bachelor. So,
right.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to working with Jason. I like his style of handicapping, even though maybe he handicaps a little bit differently than me.
Listen.
Pretty excited. Excited about it.
Jason interacting with other humans is always must hear radio, must see TV. That's for sure. Love the kid. So, okay, let's start with, let me get through the divisions first, because we want to save your awards and your season longs for the second part of this. But let's go division by division, because you have some bets that you've made. You've had some, you have some thoughts specifically. And let's start with, because I want to do these where we have more meat on them, but let's start with specifically the AL West, and then we'll transition to the NL East. But let's start with the AL West, where obviously it's the Astros. Well, one team's not like the others, first of all. The A's are like 250-1. But then you have four other teams that are all really expected to have good seasons, starting with the Astros. But then the Astros are minus 175, the Mariners are plus 320, and then the Angels are plus 750, and the Rangers... plus 850. What is your thought here?
So, Gil, my numbers are all about the Angels this year. It's really wild, actually. And I will give you what I have projected for the Angels' wins. I've got 94.8.
Whoa.
So they're going to go over that 96.6 times. And, you know, if you look at the team, you obviously have Trout and Ohtani. But really, how good was Trout down the last stretch of the season? If you look at his ISO power, this is last 600 at bats, 347 ISO power puts him first in baseball. And so, like, you got him, you've got Ohtani at 259 ISO power. And this one really surprised me. Hunter Renfro, last 600 plate appearances, a 246 ISO power. And I was kind of floored, but the whole team is like that. You know, from a standpoint, the only guys that are under are Walsh and Fletcher from an offensive standpoint. And then if you get into the pitcher ratings, you know, Otani's at 69.6 base winner. He's ninth in baseball, tied with Sandoval. And this was surprising. Sandoval, Patrick Sandoval, 69.6. They're exactly rated exactly the same in my base winner ratings. He's number nine as well. So those components are going into this season-long simulation that I run. And I was pretty amazed. That was the one that was so surprising to me. But then as I dug into the numbers, I'm not that surprised. These guys really justify, I think, the number of wins that I'm projecting, Gil.
Wow. You and Spore, it should be pointed out, aligned on being bullish on the Angels this year every which way. Okay, let's go to the NL East. Also similarly sort of stacked division up at the top. A three-headed monster here, with apologies to the Marlins. Obviously the Nats, being the Athletics of this division, you know, huge long shot, not expected to do well at all. That's an understatement. But you have the Braves at plus 105. You have the Mets at plus 170. Lost Edwin Diaz in the World Baseball Classic. You have the Phillies at plus 425. Marlins are 20-1. What sticks out here?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting that I do like the Braves over their win total. I've got them at 100.6 wins, but I've got the Mets at 98 wins. The Phillies are right where they need to be. 88.5 is their DK win total. I've got them at 88.7. Kind of where the Nationals. I've got them a couple wins less than DK has them at, but they have them at 59.5. So. That being said, from a probability standpoint, I think the Mets are catching some value there. You know, if you run the simulation, I've got them true odds at plus 133. DraftKings has them at plus 170. So there's some value there. Also value with playing both teams over the total, the Braves and the Mets.
Braves and the Mets over the total. You know, because there's all kinds of props. And one of the ones at Caesars, they had, will a team lose 100 games? And the yes, by the way, is monster juiced at this point. I think the value is gone from it. It's like minus 600. That yes, a club will lose 100 games this year, at least one. To win 100 games, the no is plus 225 or something like that. And the only reason I bring it up, because I'm the one who's always been talking about the haves and the have-nots and the ever-growing chasm and how, you know, in recent years, the top teams are winning 108 and 107 games these days. Yet, when you look at the win totals markets this year, Mark, and I know you just said you had a projected team at 98 and a projected team at right at teetering at 100, but no one is lined at higher than 95.5, that being the Dodgers and the Astros. So, I mean, by your numbers, I guess there is no value on the no, but it is a curious number given the season wins market.
What's the yes price on that, Gil?
The yes is minus 278. By the way, it should also be pointed out that there's a market about 105.5, the most regular season wins by any team, and the under 105.5 is minus 125. Isn't that a bet?
Well, I think what you have to do with those, Gil, is you really have to, and the way I run it, it's like, I think I did 2,000 simulations, so you've got to like go into those simulations, or you don't have to. If you can write code in Python will be able to do it for you, and really kind of figure out how many times those teams are hitting those particular numbers. And I can probably I'm not going to give you an exact percentage because I don't have that, but I can certainly do that for the next seg or the next show that
okay.
we do.
All right, let's
because I think I think that's a good exercise actually.
Yeah, because I think there's something there like. And again, I'm the guy who's like pointing out the good teams just get better and the bad teams just get worse. But I just wonder if this is year like under 105.5 at minus 125 is awfully tempting. Again, if you want to keep your money in an account for 6 months being or 5 months being the caveat there. Any other division plays or season wins you wanted to highlight?
Well, for all the people who think that I don't like the Cardinals, because I've been betting against them for it seems like forever, but I like them in the division there. I've got them true odds of minus 400 and they're at minus 125 at DraftKings. So I really like them in that division.
Yeah, and let me, I should also point out, because I want to give you some street cred on these things, right? So we'll get to Cy Young. You had Robbie Ray at 100-1 a couple years ago, which you mentioned in late July, and that got home. But last year at this time, like, I even snickered at this, and people listening probably did too. The Yankees were lined at 91 or 91.5, and you had them projected to win 98 games. You know, people laughed. You were dead on about that. So, I mean, people should be taking notes on this. Your numbers tend to manifest more than they don't. Anything else?
You know, you miss some too, and I'm not perfect, but I tell you, I really like what I've done this season. I've gotten better at programming in Python, and so I can just do more faster. And I really like this Angels team. And to the division. Let me just look at the division prices real fast. You know, their true odds for me are +232. They're getting +750 in that division. That's a good play.
That would qualify very strongly as a good play if you have +232. So +750 on the Angels. And again, as I said, Sporer like that too. Just, you know, if we like consensus on this show, then that would be one of them. He almost sheepishly, right? He loves the Angels in division. He loves them season win totals over as well. We'll come back on the other side. Let's do player props. Let's do awards. MVP, Cy Young, and most home runs. You have a big thought in that market as well. And any other broader thoughts on the season? Because I haven't asked you about rules yet either. We'll start with that. It's Mark Borchardt, Base Winner. BaseWinner.com is where you can find all his work. Base Winner on the Twitter machine. Numbers Game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB Betting Guide. It's available now and has futures, team previews, and best bets. Steve Mackinnon has power ratings on every team, plus Adam Burke breaking down how the new MLB rules will impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball every day or looking for valuable futures bets, our betting guide has it all. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN for 30 days for only $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Kelly, we were talking about Lamar Jackson and specifically about the Commanders, and there is the Martin Mayhew quote just up on the screen. Martin Mayhew, the Commodes general manager. And basically he's like, we're going with Sam and Jacoby. And part of his comments were, I don't want to be critical of anyone, so I don't want to say anything publicly. But like, he went out of his way to have those two sentences. So I don't want to be critical of anyone, talking about Lamar. So like, clearly that just communicates there's something about him they don't like, whether that's, I mean, I don't even want to speculate, but to even utter that sentence, to feel the need to say, listen, I don't want to be a critical of anyone out loud, but we're just going to go with these two guys, is your way of saying there's something here I don't want to talk about, and that's why we're going with these two guys.
Yeah, I feel like the Panthers did that a little bit too during their press conference last week, of just trying to avoid even talking about it, but I don't know. I mean, look, he's a guy that has missed a lot of practice time because he's sick, like over the past couple years and stuff. I understand that there might be issues with teams with him, but he's still one of the most talented guys in the league. Like, I think that's going to win out eventually. I don't care where it is.
You trying to win football games or not? More baseball. Mark Borchardt from an undisclosed location in the desert. Base Winner. BaseWinner.com at Base Winner on Twitter is where he rules the roost. And Mark, are we done with season win totals and futures?
That was good. I think those are two pretty good teams, the Angels and the Cards.
Angels and the Cards. Very bullish on both. Okay.
For the division.
Real quick for the divisions. Real quick, when you get to, before we get to your player specific ones. The rules, and I'm not even sure this is how your brain works, but I feel obligated to ask you because I've asked every other baseball person we've had on. The bigger bases, the shift limitations, the pitch clock, the pickoffs, and the two disengagements per plate appearance. What is your general sense? Have you put much thought into how this could change the environment and how you could possibly bet it and exploit those things early?
Yeah, you know, I've put a lot of thought into it, and I've been listening to your show. I do listen to your show. First time caller, long time listener, Gil.
But
yeah, you know, and you make a good point about, you know, the relief pitchers aren't going to be able to walk laps around the the mound, and that should hurt them. But what's interesting is I've done the spring training stat study, and the base runs are actually less than they were last year. And so I did first four innings of spring training games, and the base runs per game is 4.75. And I thought that the run environment would be really close to like 2019, where it was 4.97. And that equates to 2019 overall runs in spring training was 5.23 per team per game. And this year it's only 5.09. So I think, that being said, I think you got to be careful. I do think that the offense will increase a little bit, but there's a lot of things going on. There's ball dynamics, there's humidors that were introduced last year. So I think be careful, but your hypothesis makes a lot of sense, Gil.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's all prediction and speculation, right? We'll see. As I said, Josh Towers thinks it'll go the other way. He thinks pitchers will benefit the most. So former major league pitcher.
So far, that's what the numbers have shown in spring training. So, like, you know, you run the stats, you do the base runs, and the base runs are down from last year. So
yeah,
it's you know, you shake your head on it, but it is what it is.
It certainly is going to make baseball very interesting in April, if not beyond. That's for sure. All right, let's get to MVP. Let's start there. What have you bet?
Well, I'm going to go start off with the AL MVP, and I mentioned how much I'd like the Angels to win. And last year I did group of five. I'm only going to go group of two here. I like Trout. I like Ohtani. And if you group them begin, you say, well, Ohtani's the favorite at plus 190 and Trout's the second or third favorite at plus 450. But if you group them together, it's actually not a bad play. It's minus 111 odds for the two guys that are probably most likely to win this thing. And yeah, you have Judge in there, but I don't know. I mean, you look at, I really like the way Trout's finished the season off last year. ISO power last month of the year, 422. He had 12 home runs and 123 at bats, plate appearances in September. That's a 10% home run rate. And he also had a 10% home run rate in June. July and August, he only played 10 games in July and 12 games in August. So I think if he's healthy, he could win that home run, the home run award, and he can also win the MVP. So that's the way I'm going to play the AL MVP.
I think there's a lot of people listening who are like, Ohtani and Trout at minus, if you have them at minus one. By the way, there is a market over at BetMGM where they have Ohtani or Trout versus the field, and it's priced at plus 115. So you love that, I would imagine.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be value on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you prefer to play it that way, or would you prefer to play it your way?
I'd rather do it this way. So it's like you have a hundred bucks. You put 34 on Trout. Put 35 on Trout, but 65 on Ohtani.
Okay. NL MVP.
I'm gonna go with Soto, Betts, Schwarber, and Goldschmidt. Group bet pays plus 182.
Soto, Betts, Schwarber, and Goldschmidt.
So it's equivalent to getting that group for plus 182, Gil. And I'll give you the – so 43 on Soto, 28 on Betts, 10 on Schwarber, and 17 on Goldschmidt. That's how you kind of break down that $100 bet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are players who could torpedo you for sure. Acuna, Trey Turner leap to mind, right? But you're going two guys in the AL, their teammates, obviously, Trout and Ohtani, and then a four-headed monster in the NL.
Yeah, so far that's what I'm going to do.
Soto, Betts, Goldschmidt, Schwarber. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's a really good article at ESPN by Todd Zola, Z-O-L-A, and he talks about the projected difference in batting average. The rule changes will give to each player based on shift percentage and ground ball rate. And Soto's number one. His batting average is projected by these calculations to go up 44 points. So
that's fascinating.
Got that going on that bet.
Wow.
So it's a great article.
Yeah, and you can understand that, banning the shift or a guy like Soto. It makes perfect sense. Okay, Cy Young, you did not do both leagues, but you do have one play here.
Actually, I do have both leagues.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So I'll go quick because we're kind of up against the time. But AL Cy Young, going to go DeGrom, Christian Javier, and Shohei. Group bet, that pays plus 336. for three guys that I think that are dead on to get it. I think Javier, his K percentage last 150 plate appearances is like sixth in baseball. So he definitely has it. He has got the stuff. This is what you want to look at with a Cy Young. You want to look at how many strikeouts the guys are going to get, and you want to look at how many wins the guys are going to get. So maybe DeGrom would go against that because he plays for Texas. But those are the ones that correlate kind of year to year. Strikeouts and wins seems easy, but that's what those are the key indicators of the last 10 years from a stat standpoint.
Javier's 18-1 roughly. DeGrom plus 550 is a short shot, but Shohei 12-1-ish shop around to win the American League Cy Young. NL.
Spencer Strider. He's the man. Best K percentage over his last 150 plate appearances in baseball. Justin Verlander, Aaron Nola, and Clayton Kershaw. What's Clayton Kershaw priced up at 50-1 at DraftKings? What's that all about? So I got Strider, Verlander, Nola, Kershaw. Group bet pays plus 200 there.
Strider, the shortest shot of that bunch, plus 950. And I wonder if there might be a makeup call. Like if it's all things being equal at the end, will any voters say to themselves, well, you know what? He didn't get the Rookie of the Year last year. Harris, his teammate, edged him out. So maybe there might be some sentiment there. So Strider, Nola, who was the third? Verlander. Pardon me, and Kershaw. All right, and then finally, most home runs. This is a major league market. Who you got?
Oh, this is a good one. I think you could. I got Judge, Trout, Stanton, and Tucker, and it plays plus 183 as a group. But I think you could just go Judge, Trout. I think this is going to be a two man race here.
Judge, Trout. Okay, so yeah. Going chalky there with Judge. And Trout. Interesting. Judge, Trout, who are the other two?
But you know, I ran the simulation. I put the standard deviation. I did it the right way. And I'm like, these guys are going to win at 60% of the time based on this. One of these two guys based on the simulation.
It's the reason we have you on because I know you do it the right way. It was Judge, Trout. Who was the other one besides Tucker?
Giancarlo.
Okay. Stan. Okay. There it is. Food for thought.
And Tucker as well. Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker being the fourth. All right, Mark. We'll talk many times. If I don't talk to you before opening day, which is 2 days away, enjoy, man. It's that time of year. Thrilled to talk to you, man.
Cool, Gil. Nice being on.
Mark Borchert, basewinner.com, at basewinner on Twitter. Coming up, my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews. Steve Fezzik, professional bettor, had a tweet this weekend. Chrissy wants to set the record straight. We're calling it Twitter Beef Tuesday. No, we're not. We're just joking. But this should be fun. Nice little case study in sports betting. Next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit Visa.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Real quick, documentary recommendation that comes to us from Will Hill.
Boo.
Wow.
What's Will watching?
That was
days.
Mean. Will recommended this documentary to Felica and me months ago. And because it was football and then it was March Madness, I never got around to it. Yesterday was kind of a slow sports day. I watched it. It's Parcells. Let me get it right. It's Parcells' Final Ride. Deep Blue Parcells' Final Ride. Ooh. It's all about Bill Parcells' the Cowboys years. It's so well done. It's fascinating, but it's difficult to find. You have to watch it online, but it's really well worth your hour and a half. And even if you don't love Bill Parcells, he's such a colorful character and is just so fascinating every moment.
Okay.
So
check
good,
that
good
out.
Recommendation from
Bill
Will.
Bill Parcells, fascinating guy. One of the best conversations I've ever had in my life off record.
Yeah.
Was a horse racing conversation with Bill Parcells at a spring training game in Florida.
Wow.
We just talked to him for like 10 minutes about betting horses.
He loves the horses.
Yeah. Awesome.
Loves the horses. One of the really things in that documentary, almost took the Kentucky job in college football before he took the Cowboys job because it's horse country. Obviously, Jerry Jones stepped in. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to Twitter Beef Tuesday. My mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews, joins us. He runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook here on the tip of the strip. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, thanks. Yeah.
Good to see you, as always, on a Tuesday.
Tuesday morning, our usual, yeah.
Our usual. Now, on this particular Tuesday, you have a specific thing you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go back to when this tweet came out. I guess this was it this weekend or right before this weekend? It's the NCAA tournament. This is from Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports. He says, it's the NCAA tournament. The South Point is dealing the sides -105, which is great. And in the parentheses, he says, unfortunately, they have barred most sharps from betting there. And then he continues, select books are dealing first half lines, second half lines with -115 pricing. I'd fire the book manager for gouging slash incompetence. Now, I believe the second part, he was not actually referring to you guys.
No, we're dealing -110. Yeah.
Yeah, he was not dealing. He was not talking about it. And this was your response. And this is in particular to that parenthetical aside from Fezzik, where he said about banning sharps. You chimed in. You said, Fez, that is totally false. You, in caps, that's how I know you meant it, you are banned. So the broader point about sharps being banned, you said that is totally false. You, specifically, I'll add, are banned. Would you care to tell people why, or would you like me to? Oh!
I gave him a couple of days to say why. He didn't. Let's say what it's not.
Okay.
It's not that he's so sharp. He's won so much money that we just can't handle his action here at the South. That is not the case. And there's some guys I know that, you know, Rufus tweeted, I deal very fairly with him. How many guys are sharper than Rufus?
Very little.
Very little.
Very few.
Zach White didn't tweet, but he had posted a while back. He came in, he bought one of my books. He says, would you sign my book? I said, yeah, sure. And I'm paraphrasing here. Zach, even though you beat me out of $100,000, I still think you're a hell of a guy, you know. That was a pretty big whack. Well, you know, I patted him on the back and say, you know, damn you, I'll get you next time, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. So I've done, and I've checked. I made sure there's one person banned.
One.
Fezzik. Let me tell you why. And a couple of people have tweeted and they've guessed why. It's not a big secret because I've heard this not only since that tweet, but before that as well from a lot of other people on my side of the counter. He would come up, he had his parlay cards. Now, he's great at betting these dead numbers. You know, check out those first couple of Hilton contests that he won. Mm-hmm. Those are dead numbers. Put out the parlay card, those are dead numbers. You're stuck with them. He'd come in, and usually it was Jimmy that dealt with them. Jimmy would tell him, this is what you could have. You know, I would always say, we'll try to put them on for as much as we can handle. And, you know, we'd put them on. It was never enough. Sneak in on Graveyard, send in Beards, send in, you know, God knows who. I mean, it was a constant battle. He wouldn't do it. Now, let me go back in history a little bit. When I ran the Calneva, okay, and when I left Calneva in 03, we had 28 locations throughout the state of Nevada. I happen to know, because I saw the gaming figures, at Calneva, we did more parlay card business than number 2, which I think was the stations, 2, 3, and 4 combined. That's how big our parlay card handle was. So I kind of let him get away with, I don't want to say almost anything. I mean, I still had to monitor it some. But I let him take a big whack, you know, because, you know, the amount of money that we were handling every week, it wasn't worth my time to monitor, you know, and micromanage every single player. I couldn't do it in every single number. And, you know, so I kind of let it go. And I would guess he probably did pretty well against me. Yeah, that was just the way it goes. Then I got the Golden Nugget after that, you know, and I had, you know, we had one location, you know, downtown, you know, I had to monitor the hell out of that, but it was the same deal. Send in Beards, come in late, you know, bet them early in the morning, then hope a shift change would come in and, you know, that kind of routine. And this is a pattern. And like I said, I've heard from some others, I'm not going to say who they are, that he's done throughout his career. It's never, ever enough. Finally, I told him, that's it. You can't bet here anymore. That's it. Now, do I think he's still sending in Beards and doing all that stuff? Yeah. I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, yeah.
Well, okay. So let me step in here because I want to give him
Let me do one more statement, then we'll go to you.
Please.
When I finally banned him, I thought my crew was going to carry me out on their shoulders to my car. They were so happy.
Is that Chrissy being carried to his car right there? Okay, so let me just say, first of all, so I obviously you and I go way back. You're my mishpocha, for God's sakes. I like Steve very much, and I've said on this show before, Steve is a wonderful person.
I've dined with him.
Yes. By the way, he likes you very much.
I enjoy his company.
Yeah, he's a
very smart guy. Absolutely.
And you would even concede that. I was going to get to that. You would concede a very smart bettor.
Oh,
yes.
That is not the issue.
That is not the issue at all. So, but I've said to him, and I said this on the show, I've said to Steve in person, I've said, Steve, you're this wonderfully nice guy in person. I love hanging out with you, but let's just get beyond this specifically. But I go on Twitter, like, you feel the need to always point out when you're right and when others are wrong. I go, why do you do that? And I must tell you that almost sheepishly, almost adorably, he said to me, he goes, I don't know. You know, like, so to your point about, you know, he has the compulsion to do that, he even admits that he sort of can't help himself in doing that. Now, specifically to your point about why you have banned him, and I get it that what you objected to here is that the impression that he gave on Twitter is that he was lumping himself into all of us sharps get banned, and you're objecting to the point that, one, that's not even true.
And I have something else to say, but go ahead. All right.
His position on this would be that stuff about the beards and circumventing and figuring other ways to bet lots of stuff, that yes, he used to do that, right? That he used to do that many, many years ago, but that he has since disbanded that kind of practice many, many years ago. And the last time he was able to bet the parlay cards, and we'll get into it because I want to ask you specifically broader questions about.
Yeah, I have more to say.
Okay, we got a couple segments here because I want to ask you specifically more about parlay cards in general and the app versus bricks and mortar here. But his position is that the last time he was able to bet here, he actually wasn't taking any shots and had not been for a long time. In fact, that he, you know, like we were talking about the Rybakina and Sabalenka, how we bet once and then we waited 5 minutes, we bet again. We weren't trying to be pigs with a tennis bet last week. In the same way with the parlay cards, he's going up with max 5 or 10. He's using his ID card here. So he's not, by definition, trying to, you know, conceal his identity. He's, in fact, bringing his card to the table. And he did say that, I think it was when you were sick. And I'm not trying to throw Jimmy under the bus, but, you know, Jimmy, you know how Jimmy is. Jimmy's sort of like, go ahead, just take it easy, kid, right? Like, you know, Jimmy's very broad like that. And so his position is he really wasn't taking any shots. He understands your position, and that was the last time that he did it, and he was being really above board about it.
I'd have to look at the specifics of that. I don't recall that.
Just to present both sides.
I don't recall that. Yeah. But, you know, I know we're short on time here. I got a couple things to say more about that. But very quickly, I would say this. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. Let's go on to something because I need about 2 minutes.
Okay.
I got two more points to make.
We'll resume this.
I'm going to need a little more than what we have allotted.
No, here. I think it's a good case study because people. And I said it before you came on. I go, just by definition, there's a lot of people out there. Just because you're the bookmaker, 90%, you know, they're already like, oh, Chrissy's wrong, right? Like, there's going to be that segment that listens.
You have to understand, I work for the South Point.
Yeah.
My job is to make money for the South Point. That's my job.
Let's resume this. Chrissy has more to say. I also want to ask some questions just beyond the Fezzik case study about parlay cards in general and South Point policies. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 800 Gambler. It's Gil Alexander, Chrissy Andrews, who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook here as well. My mishbucha, author, Then One Day, Then One Year, Adele Fussmu, my brother. More books to come.
More books coming.
More books to come. And, oh, by the way, runs the South Point Sportsbook. We get tweets, by the way. This is from, I just want to read a couple. J&J Watering Hole. The truth has come out on air. Good for you, Chrissy and Gil, for giving Chris the airtime to respond. A grand total of one person is banned from South Point, and that's the real truth. By the way, for those just tuning in, you know, by the way, someone else just tweeted. They go, God, what is the, what was the gossipy thing? Oh, gossipy Gary. Gossipy Gary time, Tom F. So this is, we're joking, it's Twitter Beef Tuesday. But it was Steve Fezzik, who I like very much and is a super sharp bettor, and I have conversations with about betting and beyond. And it's, you know, he had a tweet that we put up this week from this weekend or during March Madness anyway, where he made a comment, you know, in a parenthetical aside, and it was saying that that the South Point bans sharp bettors. And you wanted to set the record straight because you had kind of had enough of this, and you said, I'm going to set the record
straight. I've let it go for a long time.
You have. You wanted to say something else, and then I'll chime back in.
No, I got a couple things. You know, when you do put out parlay cards, it's a dead number. All you can do, me as a bookmaker, all I could do is manage the risk. It's all I could do. Can't move numbers, can't do anything. Well, if I don't know what the risk is, how can I manage it? And if anybody, there's probably a lot of guys out there deal with Wall Street. I was in with some hedge fund guys for a while. That's the first thing they taught me. The first thing they look at is, what's the risk? Now, if I don't know what the risk is, how can I manage it? I don't want to call Michael Gaughan on Monday morning and say, oh, by the way, we got 2 million riding in parlay cards, and I had no idea about it. So all I could do is manage the risk. And if I have a guy sneaking in parlay cards and doing this and that, you know, well, you should. The way our system is, I don't know what we have. I can see the amount bet. I don't know what it's attached to or anything like that. So all I could do is monitor the bets, kind of write them down as they come in, kind of old school. And if I don't know what the risk is, I can't manage.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that because realistically, because I was going to chime in on that and I'll let you go and I'll let you continue. But that was what leapt into my mind, which is doing parlay card business, part and parcel with doing that or inherent within that is, because there's going to be a lot of people listening who think this as well, is, I mean, isn't that part of the deal, right? That you're going to, it is by nature, yeah, stale numbers that people want to play. Right. Right. So there's going to be some people listening who are going to say, well, are you saying to us, you can only play these parlay cards as long as you don't play the stale numbers? So I just wanted to clarify that point.
Listen, we know they're going to play the stale numbers. Do I say they could bet them with an unlimited amount? So like I said, Jeff Bezos, before he buys your Washington team, he comes in and bets me $1 million in round robin. Then I have to go to Michael. Oh, by the way, you're going to blow the whole joint on Monday night if the Commanders win tonight. You know, no, I just have to know what the risk is. I didn't say you can't bet them. Of course you could bet them. We know that's the nature of it. You know,
I'm just being thorough, no, just trying to get everybody's reaction to this.
You know, that's what they're going to play, mm-hmm, and I got to hope that they, you know, that we split them out, you know, and but I have to know what the risk is. The other point I did want to make, because we don't have a whole lot of time.
Please go.
I went to one of our friends, I'll tell you off camera, came to me and says, if Fezzik wanted to get back in, how could he do it? I says, let me tell you how, because I would let him back in if he does two things. Number one, say why he's banned. He doesn't have to apologize. He doesn't have to grovel, nothing like that. But just say why. It's not because he's like this ultra-sharp bettor that he's won so much money that we can't – no.
You've done that for him today.
I think I've done that.
Yeah.
But he just has to say, that's why I was banned,
mm-hmm,
and not do it again. Come in and just play like he says he is, like he does.
Yeah, he says he's not.
If he says that and does that and isn't sending in beers – and isn't sneaking in on graveyard and all that, I'd let him play again. Well, now, my crew would probably carry me back into the joint on their shoulders, being pissed off at me for doing that. But right, you know, I'm trying to be fair. But as it is, I can't manage the risk if I don't know what it is.
Well, to be fair, I did say to him, Steve, I hope will appreciate that I'm, you know, I'm just being...
Oh, and by the way, when he puts it out on Twitter or a podcast or whatever, he can't delete it 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
That's a stay up there.
Well, so in addition to me saying to him and me and Steve having this honest conversation about, Steve, you're so nice, why can't you help yourself publicly? And he says, I don't know, I can't help it, right, which is just sort of a comical response. you know, he did mention to me at one point, he says, hey, you know, why wouldn't they want, you know, my, you know, a sharp better like me in there? I go, yeah, but that's, I said to him, I go, that's not what we're talking about. This isn't your information is so good that they can use it. This is you just taking advantage of the parlay cards. And he goes, well, and then he tried to say, so I did have that kind of pushback on him as well. Just to let you know that I'm, you know, I'm not playing either side here. I just want the truth to be out, and I want everybody's position to be accurately represented. What would you say? Now, we did have one tweet that I wanted.
Yeah, and, to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we may have to cover next week.
Okay.
You know, I understand that.
Okay.
Because I know you have some points you want to bring up, and they're valid, but I don't think we're going to have enough time to address them all.
Okay. I just wanted to bring up the one, which you've addressed before, and I just want you to address it. This is Ed Blust, who said, I'm a big fan of Chrissy. I own two of his books, so nothing personal, just
what happened to the third? Okay.
I'm sorry, Ed. We can't read any more of this. You don't own all three. He says, can you ask Chrissy, what is the strategy of banning bettors from the mobile app but allowing them to bet at the counter? Thanks.
Okay. Michael Gaughan is very old school. He wants to create traffic here in the casino. Now, Michael Gaughan and me, first of all, I've known Michael since 1980. I knew his dad, Jackie, before that. You know, I'm a former casino owner. So Michael confides in me in some things. Among the things he confides in me, I know what this place makes.
Yeah.
So you may disagree with some things with Michael, and I do. But you can't argue with the results of the bottom line of this place. And he's told me what he's been offered for this place. Some astronomical numbers. Now, he doesn't want to sell because, I think it was even in the papers. What am I going to do every day if I sell? You know, so he's, you know, Frank is a longtime partner. Yeah. Frank, what are me and you going to go every day if I sell the joint?
That is a very valid point.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, just very briefly, I had two guys come in last week, two old casino guys, 80-year-old guy, a 74-year-old guy came in to have lunch with me. So it was noon on a Thursday. They're walking through this. I can't believe how much business this place has. And that's all Michael Gaughan. So there's some things I disagree with Mike on. And by the way, in one of those books, Ed, that you bought, Then 1 Year, there's a passage in there in a day when Michael came down on the phone accounts and our discussion as to that. And I was very honest with it. Michael obviously knows it's in writing. The book's dedicated to Michael.
That's right.
So it's right there.
It is in Then 1 Year, right?
It is in Then 1 Year.
Yeah.
So it's there. I didn't hide anything. I was very honest. I showed Michael. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, okay. He didn't have any problem with it. You know, so it's out there. I don't want to keep repeating it. I also wouldn't mind selling a few more books if anybody wants to go buy Then 1 Year.
This was all one big ploy to get you to sell more books.
This is one big ploy, exactly. Yeah. You know, but go there, and it was before the pandemic. I can't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere before and it's a journal, so we go day by day. Yeah. You know, so it's in there before the pandemic. You could read. But, you know, Michael took Jimmy and I aside and, you know, we kind of, you know, had a discussion about the phone accounts and, you know, why he wants to do that. But, you know, like I said, you may disagree, and there's some things I disagree. Listen, you have people in your life that you love and disagree with. You and I disagree on some things, you know, but that's just the way it goes. And Michael and I, you know, don't always see eye to eye on things, but you can go in there and read that and see why. But that, listen, he's the boss. I got to do what the boss says.
We all appreciate you spending the time. So there is a way for Steve back in if he wants.
I don't know if that friend of ours,
yeah,
and I'll tell you who it is off camera.
Yeah,
I don't know if he ever reached out to him or not. But those are the deals. Like I said, you got to say why. Can't delete it. Leave it up there and don't do it again.
And Steve is welcome on this show whenever he wants.
You've had him on your show
many times.
Many, many times. Yeah. He's very smart. He's very entertaining. I've never interfered. I've never said a word.
Yeah.
You want to have him on? Have him on.
He's on with Patrick and Amal every Monday. That's Patrick's guy also. They have a long-standing relationship.
Yeah, no, he's very good on VSiN, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, people can learn as much from Steve Fezzik as they can from anyone.
He's a smart, smart guy. I don't deny that one bit.
Chrissy, thank you as always.
Sure.
At Andrews Sports for all the books if you want to buy the books as well.
Yeah, whatever the third is.
Andrews Sports, Amazon, and you can get the link over on his Twitter. We've done all we can do. Thanks so much for listening. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.